Hey y'all, let's take a look at Luke chapter 18. Towards the end of the chapter, Jesus gives the clearest prediction of his coming passion that he gives in the Gospel of Luke. This is in 18:31. And taking the 12, he said to them, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished. For he will be delivered over to the Gentiles, and will be mocked, and shamefully treated, and spit upon. And after flogging him, they will kill him, and on the third day he will rise." But they understood none of these things. This saying was hidden from them, and they did not grasp what was said. So again, this is a significant turning point. Jesus, here it says specifically, he gathers the 12, so it's his inner circle. It's not even the 120. This is his closest followers, and of course Peter, who is his appointed leader. And he says, "We're going up to Jerusalem." Now, keep in mind that this was about a 15-mile walk, an elevation change of about 2,500 feet. It's quite a journey. And anytime you're about to make a really big journey, you know, you're like, "All right, let's go." Well, he says, "Let's go, but I need you guys to know that when we go to Jerusalem, the whole of Scripture is going to be fulfilled, because all the things that the Scriptures say about me are going to be fulfilled there." Well, of course, keep in mind that for the disciples, this probably meant all of the good things about the Messiah, right? That he would lead Israel, that he would defeat the Gentiles. And so they have those things in their mind. And then Jesus says, he says all the things that the prophets say. And then he names very specifically, notice he says they'll spit on him, they'll flog him, very particular predictions. He says those things are going to happen as we, when we go to Jerusalem. And they're finally going to kill me. And then on the third day, I'm going to rise. So it's kind of befuddling the disciples. And it says that they just did not understand it. They did not get it. And I think there's several reasons. One, I think they're not going to get it until after the resurrection. They just can't get it. And part of that is because what we find at the end of Luke, in Luke chapter 24, when Jesus opens the Scriptures to the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, is that the specific thing that was fulfilled is all the suffering of the Messiah. See, they were looking for all of the victory. They were looking for all of the good things that the Messiah would bring. They weren't paying attention to all the suffering that's all over the Old Testament, the suffering of Joseph, the suffering of David, the suffering of Job. All of those incidents were prefigurations and predictions and shadows of what the Messiah would do. And Jesus specifically summarizes what's fulfilled there in Luke chapter 24 when he says that the Messiah had to suffer before entering into his glory. So they're kind of blind to the suffering part of the Old Testament. And this is a whole swath of the Old Testament that's missing. And I think it's a crucial element that's missing. I think another reason perhaps that they don't get it is that maybe they're thinking, after all, Jesus speaks in parables, maybe they're thinking it's another parable. And so they're sitting there trying to think, okay, what does the spit refer to? And what is the, what might the flogging refer to? What could that stand for? And Jesus is actually being quite out in the open with them. Again, it was parables for those outside, but for his disciples, he's speaking to them clearly. The secrets of the kingdom are given to them. And I think the secret that's given to them is the secret of suffering. That the path of discipleship is one of suffering. That if we define the cross as not having to get one's way, then that's going to be the hallmark of the life of faith. And so in many ways, this is the way that the disciples themselves are ultimately going to follow. But until the other side of the cross, when Jesus is raised from the dead, until he opens their eyes, opens their hearts to be able to understand the Scriptures, they're not going to be able to see this. But here we are. And I would suggest that that theme of suffering, we are often blind to as well. Sometimes we think that suffering and rejection is something that we should reject, when in actual fact, Jesus gives us the example of having walked that road first. So may we learn to follow the one who was rejected in Jerusalem. May we learn to take it lightly if we're rejected by people. But may we set our hearts and our minds on following him wherever he may lead us. Amen.